This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Wa alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Working our way day by day, iftar by iftar, taraweeh after taraweeh through the blessed month. It is borne down upon us that this really is the month of the Qur'an. And of course there is the deep mystery of Laylatul Qadr, the deep mystery of the revelation of the Qur'an in this month to the Sama' al-Dunya, and then its distribution through the noble angel Jibril alayhi salam to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam through the days of his prophetic life. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakatin inna kunna munzilin. Very beautiful verse. We have sent it down in a blessed night. Verily we are forever senders down. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. And this is commemorated by the Taraweeh, which is the great festival of the month, really. The kind of celebration. Al-Qur'an ma'dabatullah. The Qur'an is Allah's banquet, not a snack, yeah, but a banquet. More spectacular than anything you'll find at the Guildhall. Everything is there, every variety of dish, every wonder. And what's the best thing about it is that you can just keep on eating. Alhamdulillah. فَلَا تُعَدُّ وَلَا تُحْصَى عَجَائِبُهَا وَلَا تُسَامُ عَلَى الْإِكْثَارِ بِالْسَأَمِ, the poet says. One of the wonders of the Qur'an. Its wonders are numberless and uncounted, he says. And one of them is that you never experience boredom or tedium, however much you read of it. And we know that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged people to read the Qur'an slowly and with reverence. And when he led the prayer, if there was a verse of tasbih, إِذَا مَرَّ بِآيَةِ تَسْبِيحٍ سَبَّحْ, he would say subhanallah. If there was a verse of punishment, he would say أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. If there was a verse of reward, he would say the appropriate response, alhamdulillah. Slow. This is part of the tartil of the Qur'an. And only last week somebody took his shahada here in Cambridge, and he said that before he made up his mind he wanted to read the whole Qur'an, and he did it seriously. In English, of course. Verse by verse, he wanted to understand every single verse. And it took him a year and 3 months to read the Qur'an. And at that time he was kind of certainly ready. Something within him had been reconfigured, even through the veil of translation. He's, alhamdulillah, enjoying his first fasts now. In this kind of irradiation, therapeutic irradiation that we experience when the imam is in the mihrab and we're hearing verse after verse, surah after surah, we are scripturalized in ways that operate, you know, very fundamentally. It's a deep therapy. It deals with causes as well as the symptoms of our illnesses. And as we move through it, and as we, inshallah, seek to understand what we have heard and what we have read, we learn that the ummah, this ummah, is to be a scriptural community. We too are, if you like, Ahl al-Kitab. So we look at other communities, and to the disquiet of our fundamentalists, the Qur'an is not a good document for extremists or fundamentalists, we find that instead of everything being black and white, them and us, we have these gradations of belief that the Qur'an insists on, and one of them is Ahl al-Kitab. They're people of the book, and we disagree with them, you know, as they move through their Lent towards their Easter on many things. We don't believe in the three-in-one God. We don't believe in the God that died. We don't believe in the God that took flesh, as some fundamental issues that we have with them, evidently. But nonetheless, we find that the Holy Quran can speak of them with approbation. Laysul sawa. This is the difference between real prophecy and somebody just shouting at speaker's corner. Laysul sawa. They're not all the same, it says. Min ahli al-kitabi ummatun qa'imatun yatluna ayati Allahi ana al-layli wa hum yasjudun. This is in Surah Al-Imran. They are not the same. Of the people of the book are those who recite Allah's signs or verses through the stretches of the night, lowering, prostrating themselves. So we are required by our scripture to respect them for their relationship to their book. Their doctrines, difficult, but the book, to the extent that they have this reverence, and that the teachings of their books are overlapping significantly with ours, certainly. This was brought home just a few days ago in the rather profane context of the competition to see who would be First Minister of Scotland, the leadership contest in the Scottish National Party. And one of them, who actually did very well, was Kate Forbes. Kate Forbes is living proof that you don't need to compromise or sell out in order to move at the highest levels of the British system. She was at Cambridge, actually. She studied in, at Selwyn only about 10 years ago. She's quite young. And this girl is a member of the Free Church of Scotland, hardline Calvinists. And there's an interesting overlap because they actually take their scripture seriously. You won't see a cross, you won't see an altar. No pictures, of course, because the Bible forbids images. Instead, they just have a place where they read the Bible. Those spaces, of course, make very good mosques when they come to be converted. You don't need to throw anything out or to do anything, really. They're ready-made. And she has those traditional scriptural beliefs, and she's not compromising with them. She believes that marriage can only be between a man and a woman. She's not afraid to say that. She is pro-life. She thinks that, strangely, it's wrong to kill unborn children. She thinks that a trans woman is still a man, and so on. And yet still, she is able to operate because she's just firm. This is who she is. She's Ahl al-Kitab. She is real Ahl al-Kitab. She's not prepared to mess around. As the Quran says of them, لَا يَشْتَرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. They do not sell Allah's verses for a paltry price. So, yeah, quite inspirational, really. And in our context, we also find that we are transformed by the miracle of scripturality. The book really is everything. We have it on our walls. We have it on our bumper stickers. Once I walked down the road in Cairo, where the shopkeepers were putting out their wares early in the morning, and I counted 38 of them were listening to the 24/7 Radio Quran service, which kind of perfumed the air with eternity. So in the month of Ramadan, we really remember this, our fidelity to our scriptures, and also to the deep mystery of what happens when we engage with them reverently for an extended period. And in the Taraweeh, yeah, we have that kind of benign radiation cure. And just to listen is a joy. Ibn Mas'ud, who was one of the great Sahaba known for his love of the Qur'an, was once asked by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to recite the Qur'an to him. قَالْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَقْرَأُهُ عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَيْكَ أُنزَلْ O Messenger of Allah, am I going to read it to you when it was revealed to you? And he just said, أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَسْمَعَهُ مِنْ غَيْرِي. He said, I love to hear it from someone else. فَقَرَأَ. So he recited وعين رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تفيض من الدمع. The Holy Prophet's eyes were full of tears. There's something very extraordinary, supernatural, miraculous about the sounds that we are bathed in this month. Something that genuinely affects the deepest aspects of our spirits and our souls. One night Aisha, radiallahu anha, was late coming home. فقال ما حبسك, so the Holy Prophet said, what kept you back? And she said, I was passing by somebody who was reciting the Quran very beautifully, and I couldn't stop listening. فقال, and the Holy Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, هذا سالم مولى بني حذيفة. He has a beautiful voice. Alhamdulillah, الذي جعل في أمتي مثله. He has a beautiful voice, alhamdulillah, who has given this ummah somebody like him. And this زينوا القرآن بأصواتكم, adorn the Quran with your voices, is part of the aesthetic of the Tarawih and part of the aesthetic of Ramadan. And everybody is astounded by this, not just, you know, even if you don't understand a word of the Arabic, you can participate and be transformed fully. And if you know the Quran well and you've read it many times, it's like a familiar landscape, like a path through beautiful mountains, and the beauty never fades. And you see, I remember this and I remember that. And I remember the first time I heard this verse, and I remember when Sheikh so-and-so quoted that verse, and the whole commentary, like a tafsir, springs to life as you travel through the juz. And it's entrancing. And at the deepest level, what is happening in the Tarawih is a kind of transmutation. The lead of our hearts slowly turns to gold. The how, the wherefore of that is really a mystery, because it's at a level that's beyond words. But people feel it, that's why the mosques are full for Tarawih. And what is going on is the experience of eternity. آية حق من الرحمن محدثة قديمة صفة الموصوف بالقدم. Verses from the All-Merciful which are renewed but which are uncreated, so their quality is the quality of God himself, always creating anew but uncreated. Our doctrine, our aqidah in the Ahl Sunnah, is that Al-Qur'an Kalamullah Al-Qadim. The Qur'an is God's uncreated speech, which is part of the mystery of Laylatul Qadr, a part of the mystery of the extraordinary weight which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to carry. Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila. Allah says right at the beginning of the process of revelation, we will surely cast down upon you a heavy word. And those great hadiths at the beginning, right at the beginning of Sahih al-Bukhari, which begins with the book on the beginning of Revelation. وَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُهُ, this is Aisha speaking, radiallahu anha, وَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُهُ يَنْزِلُ عَلَيْهِ الْوَحْيُ وَإِنَّ جَبِينَهُ لَيَتَفَصَّدُ عَرَقًا. I saw him on a very cold day, في اليوم الشديد البرد, and the Qur'an was being revealed upon him, and his forehead was pouring forth sweat, as if some kind of enormous radiation going on, something unimaginable. So when we are in the mosque and we stand for the Tarawih, we are being bathed in the same kind of supernatural light. And it affects everybody, because religion is the only really egalitarian principle. You get there first, you get there first. If your heart is pure, you will be affected by it. If you're different, then maybe, maybe not. This is one of the miracles of the Qur'an, because he has appointed upon the hearts of those who are waverers or heartsick, أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي أَذَانِهِمْ وَقْرَى, veils, lest they understand it, and a blockage in their ears. Some people are like that. But nonetheless, most people leave the Tarawih with a sense that they've somehow been nourished. This is like another iftar, that the veins are wet again and that they have been irradiated with this pure light. So, yeah, we need to revere the book in this month in particular. And if we've been slack about it, this is the ideal time to get back to it and to make it our friend, to make it the great source of beauty in our lives, to make it the great source of awe and the great mystery, because everything about the text is mysterious. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in appointing his book, does not comply with any conventional literary style. It's not a novel, it's not a book of philosophy, it's not a book of history. There's no other book like it. He operates according to his own terms, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have to get into that state. So in this month, Shahrul Qur'an, Shahrul Ramadan, الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ, the month of Ramadan in which the Qur'an was sent down. Let us focus on the miracle of those words, on the timelessness of those words, on the non-negotiability of those words, so that in our outward lives, in our zahir, we are given proper moral boundaries in life, which we do not sell out. And in our inward lives, we are constantly filled with this glowing and, inshallah, ever-increasing supernal light. And the two things really have to go together. The zahir and the batin are like two hands clasping each other. The one alone is not sufficient. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a month of Qur'an for us, and accept our tilawah, and accept our reverence for his book, and increase us in love for his book and awe of his book, and inshallah make us people who are hamalat al-Qur'an, bearers of the Qur'an, so that it might intercede for us on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, inshallah. May Allah accept your fasting. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for learning with us. At Cambridge Muslim College, we are raising the standard of Muslim scholarship through talks like these, but also through our certified academic programs. We're training our students to speak to our times and to meet the needs of our communities. But we can't do this without your help. Whether it's zakat, a one-off donation, or a regular contribution, your gift will help us educate more students, elevate new leaders, and illuminate entire communities for generations to come.